Brian and Joe. Whoa. Brian. It has been my privilege to serve with y'all for many years. Joe for 22 plus and Brian for 12 years. It has been my privilege. I love you both. It's my great privilege tonight to charge you as you assume your new roles. It's my great challenge to do so in 5 minutes or less. So I'm going to jump right in. I just want to charge you to remember two things. Remember first this: you work for an audience of one. So serve to please Christ, not people. Paul puts it this way in Colossians 3. He says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." He says in 2 Corinthians 5, when he talks about walking by faith and not by sight, he said, the result of all that, he says, so we make it our goal to please him, whether we're at home in the body or away from it. So it's crystal clear you work for an audience of one. So serve to please Christ, not people. Think of it this way. At Jesus' baptism, as he began his earthly ministry, we're told that the heavens opened and the Father spoke and said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I'm well pleased." As you begin this new season of ministry, in a sense, that's your starting point. That's your secure identity because you're united to Christ. Your identity is bound up in his. So you start these new calls from a position of rest in the fatherly love and approval of God. Part of what that means is you're freed from having to live a life seeking to please people. So rest in the fatherly affection of God for you. Remember, his delight in you is not because of your work. It's because of the work of Christ. And as you face the unending needs and sometimes overwhelming needs of serving a church and a community, you can rest in his promise that he'll never leave you or forsake you. You can rest knowing that even the gates of hell will not prevail against his bride. You can rest knowing that even when people are disappointed with you, God is able to accomplish his good purposes in you and through you and even in spite of you. I love the way Jack Miller put it in the original Sonship Manual. He said, "You do not have to labor under an unlimited sense of obligation. And if you feel that, something's wrong." So remember, you work for an audience of one. Serve to please Christ, not people. Rest in his fatherly affection. Remember his delight in you. And secondly, remember this: God's good design of us as image bearers is that we have limits. Even though people might often forget that, even though you and I will forget that, God knows we have limitations. We're finite human beings. He made us this way. We are not omnipresent. We can't be. We won't be able to always be there. You won't be able to always be there for people, no matter how much you long to be. We're not omniscient. We don't know all things. Only he does. We're not omnipotent. We don't have the power to meet all of the needs of God's people, but he does. And so, blessedly, we're not defined by how many people we counsel or how many people we visit. We're not defined by how many people like our sermons. We're not defined by how many prayers we pray or letters we write or phone calls and emails we answer. We're not defined by how many banquets we attend and speeches we give at those banquets. We're not defined by how many churches we plant or how many people profess faith and join the church. We're defined by the reality that God has graciously set his affections on us, on you. He is pleased with you for the sake of Christ. It's our human nature, though, to base our feelings on things that are measurable. And then somehow to believe that God feels about us, his feelings about us are somehow tied to those same measurable things that we grade ourselves on. And that is not the gospel. Scripture corrects that worldly thinking, teaching us that the Holy Spirit will produce eternal fruit in your lives as you live out each day united to Christ, fixing your eyes on Him, resting in His finished work, free to obey, free to follow whatever His plans might be for your day and not whatever others' agendas might be. A great deal of the most important fruit, the most lasting fruit of your ministry will be seen, or should be seen, only by your Heavenly Father. And I'm talking about the time you spend praying. Brian and Joe, we've talked a lot about that through the years. The time you spend in private prayer, that ministry that nobody else sees, only the gospel can free you to say yes to God for the things that only He will see, and say no to others who may not understand and may even disapprove. The temptation, though, will always be there to spend our time and energy on spiritual activity that can be seen and heard and evaluated, and only the gospel frees us from that, frees us from the tyranny of people pleasing. So that's my charge to you in 5 minutes or less. Remember, you work for an audience of one, so serve to please Christ, not others. And remember, God's good design of you as an image bearer, of us as image bearers, is that we do have limits, so recognize those limitations and be led to do the things God leads you to do, so that you will not labor under an unlimited sense of obligation. Amen.